Isn't God good? We just heard tonight scriptures from the Old Testament, from the very beginning of the book of Genesis, how God created us in his love and created us in his image and likeness. He made us to be like him, like God. And then the story continues that we sort of didn't follow that way. And so the whole rest of Scripture is God trying to bring us back. God just continuing to love us. God continuing to invite us into his mercy. And then we came to the epistle, the New Testament reading, St. Paul's letter to the Romans. Are you not aware that we who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? And that becomes the pattern of our lives, a life of faith, is being willing not to run away from the cross, not to run away from his death, but to enter into it as we have done these past few days. Because it's conforming our lives to the cross of Christ that we learn what it is to be like God. We learn how to let go of things that are not of God, of sin, a focus on ourselves. We die to those things so that something new can blossom in our hearts. The life of Christ Jesus in each of us. And in baptism, that's what happens. Christ changes us into his adopted children, his sons and daughters. And then we spend the rest of our lives trying to let him keep working in our hearts and in our minds. And that's a process that lasts our whole lives. But it's a process that keeps happening every day if we're willing to be open to entering into his death, to letting go of those things that are not of him, so that he can bring to fruition the beautiful things he desires to do in each of our lives. Tonight, we want to thank the seven people who are about to be baptized for your witness of faith, for the ways in which you have been growing in faith, and tonight you're saying that, yeah, I want to live for Jesus. I want to be a member of his church. I want to become part of the body of Christ. I want to allow him to so take over my mind and heart, my life, that people will see Jesus when they see you. And so that's our prayer for you tonight, that that happens in you, because we want that to keep happening in us as well. And so at this time, I'm going to invite Sarah and Kathy forward, and they're going to introduce our elect who are about to be baptized.